Georgia and Western North Carolina. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mountain Mornings on WJUL and WJRB. I am Harry Bond along with Patrick Malone. This drizzly Thursday morning, but it's going to be a nice day. Thank you for listening to us, and we want to thank our Thursday sponsor, Sentinel Plastic Surgery. So what's the next holiday coming up here? Halloween. Do you really don't want your kids and grandkids looking at you and commenting on your facial costume when you don't have one on, do you? Those wrinkle lines, man, we can take care of those over at Sentinel Plastic Surgery. Dr. William Frazier has all kinds of methods, whether it's Juvederm fillers, Botox treatments, smooth out those wrinkle lines so that, you know, the kids won't even recognize you. You'll be so beautiful. Sentinel Plastic Surgery, 706-439-6486. Patrick?
Harry, you know, with the announcement that Union County Sheriff Mac Mason is retiring, not standing for re-election in 2024, we've had a number of candidates announce that they'd like to be the new sheriff in Union County, and we've got one in the studio with us this morning. We got Mr. Tom Jones with us. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patrick, for having me this morning.
How about let's start with your background and your qualifications to be a sheriff. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Certainly. First, I'd like to say that I am the Republican candidate for Union County Sheriff, but I'd also like to add that if elected, I will be a constitutional sheriff. And I wanted to bring that up this morning because as I was waiting to come in, I was listening to your broadcast, and you made mention of this new law passed in North Carolina where I guess they can enter businesses without probable cause or warrant and do different things. And the sheriff is one of those entities that could actually stand in the way of that, because in Georgia, the sheriff is one of the few offices that's actually mentioned in the Georgia Constitution. And it's an office and not a department. It's an office in itself. So the sheriff, for instance, in Union County, if Georgia tried to do something like that, they could implement that law similar to like what they did in New Mexico, where the governor wanted to suspend your right to have or carry weapons or concealed weapons, and the sheriff stood in the way of that. Well, if they tried to do that in Georgia, the sheriff actually could stand in the way of them doing that and not allow that to happen. So that's why I always like to say I am a constitutional sheriff, because if it's not in the Constitution, and they're going to have a tough time enforcing that if I'm sheriff.
Mm-hmm. So talk about your qualifications to be sheriff.
Certainly. Well, I have 20 years law enforcement experience. I started my career as a correctional officer. I worked at a maximum security prison in Florida. I'm a retired deputy sheriff from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. That's the current sheriff is Grady Judd. I worked at that department. I worked undercover narcotics as a special agent. I also worked organized crime as a detective. I was a SWAT team member. On the SWAT team, we did numerous drug search warrants, high-risk felony takedowns. I worked internal affairs as an investigator. I was also the liaison officer for the state attorney's office and the sheriff. And what that basically is a go-between between the two departments. The Polk County Sheriff's Office generated so many felony cases that they felt a need to have someone there to look after their interests. So they put me there, and I overlooked approximately 84 investigators and around 6,000 felony cases a year. I would have to review and try to make sure they were successfully prosecuted. I'm trained in narcotics investigation, in narcotics and addiction, search warrant preparation, and execution.
So when did you retire from law enforcement in Florida and move to North Georgia?
Well, I retired from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, I think around 1998. And then I was recruited, and I ran a private investigative firm, a very large multi-million-dollar private investigative firm. They were in multiple states for over 10 years. And I was in charge of all the investigations and budget. My wife and I first moved to Georgia, to Blairsville around 2005, and we lived here several years, and actually ran for sheriff in 2009 against Scott Stevens. I beat one of my opponents that's running against me now in a primary election, in a Republican primary, and that, but I lost to Scott Stevens. Shortly after that, my wife's parents became quite ill, so we had to move back to Florida to take care of them, and they have since unfortunately passed away, and we miss them very much. And we've moved back to Georgia, and we've just finished building a home in Owen Glen, so we've made this our permanent home. This is where we're planning on staying, and this is where we'll be buried.
All right. So what if you were elected sheriff in Union County, what would your plan be? What is your platform that you're running on?
Well, one of the things that I'm most concerned about is the fentanyl problem that we're having here in Georgia. As I travel around in my campaign speaking to people, I'm actually very saddened by the amount of people that have been affected by this poison of fentanyl. It seems like everyone I talk to, either they've had someone they've lost, or they know someone that's lost someone, or someone that's overdosed by fentanyl. A lot of people don't realize that fentanyl is also can be in an aerosol or a liquid form. It can be put in eye drops and nose drops. It can be put on candy. It can be put on stickers. In Atlanta, they've had incidences where I've heard where they've put it on stickers on car windows, and when the mothers come out, they see these stickers, they pull them off, and then they have an overdose, and then they end up kidnapping the children. My opinion, this isn't criminal, this is evil at work, frankly.
So what would you do differently, Tom?
Well, the one thing I would definitely do is I would revamp the narcotics division at the sheriff's office. The Union County Sheriff's Office and officers, even though I feel the deputies are doing a fine job and doing everything they can, we need to move away from being a reactive department to being more of a proactive department. I would dedicate resources to where our narcotics division would be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we would be targeting these people that are dealing in fentanyl and other drugs. One of the main things I would do is I would put us back in to sharing intelligence with other law enforcement agencies, which we're currently not doing. I would also work to have the sheriff's office accredited, which it's currently not. The sheriff's office being accredited makes us eligible for state and federal grant money, which we can use to buy equipment, training, and relieve the tax burden on the taxpayers. I would also reestablish the Union County Sheriff's Office in the Drug Task Force. We were in it, but we're no longer in it. But basically, we would start sharing intelligence with other agencies. People are arrested in other counties. Drugs are found on them, and they're from Union County. But the information is not shared with Union County. So think of it this way. Let's just use Towns County as an example. They stop someone, they find fentanyl, they arrest them, but that information is not shared with the Union County Sheriff's Office. Where if I'm sheriff and we reestablish these relationships, I would like to know where that person lives in Union County, and we could do surveillances on their home. We could maybe find who's visiting these homes, and we would work up our probable cause investigations and maybe end up doing search warrants on these homes. I find people that sell drugs and fentanyl no different than murderers. I feel that a person that deals fentanyl is no different than a person driving around our county with a gun and just randomly shooting people and murdering them. And I feel that drug dealers and fentanyl dealers need to also be treated just like that, to be treated as murderers.
Hey, Tom, before we run out of time, because we got about a minute left, where can people find out more about your campaign or help with the campaign? Give us some contact information.
Well, you can always email me at tomjones4sheriff@gmail.com.
The number four?
And you can...
Or spelled out, F-O-U-R.
Yeah, yes, F-O-R. And oh, you can... For tomjones4sheriff@gmail.com. And you can always call me anytime. I'm happy to answer questions at 863-899-5125.
Okay, so one thing that voters need to remember about Tom Jones' candidacy. Give us your last-minute pitch.
Well, if you're a drug dealer and I'm elected sheriff, I would recommend that you leave the county now.
All right. Good way to end. Thank you, Tom, for your time.
All right. We'll be right back.
Mountain Mornings on WJUL and WJRB continues after this quick break. You've